I want to welcome you to the Christian Discernment class. I'm Henry Ranga, and with me is Steve Elvinger. And we've been enjoying doing these mini classes together, and here's another one.
Yes.
We are going to talk about Christian discernment.
And that, I mean, that is so relevant because discernment is all about what is true.
Right.
And how do you know what is true
right.
and what is not? And in our world today, especially with the age of information or the age of disinformation,
right?
It's a confusing mess out there. And so how do you find your way in these confusing seas?
You know, and I think also, too, we live in this postmodern era where you have to be intentional about who you are, to be intentional about what you want to do, because everything is about your choices and your discernment anyway.
Right.
So Christian discernment is an extremely relevant topic.
Right. So what is Christian discernment?
Discernment is the ability to perceive insights that are scripturally guided or self-evident. Now, when we mean scripturally guided, we also mean led by the Holy Spirit, out of your relationship with Christ, but just a very... Right. You know, the scripture really is the core, God's word is the core to truth.
And or self-evident. So some things are just evident, and but they're also scriptural.
Right, right.
And often that's the case because God is the inventor of both.
You know, there's two Bible passages here. Romans 15, verse 4, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of scriptures, we might have hope. It's interesting that word endurance there means your walk with God, endurance, prayer, reading the Bible, the encouragements of scripture, we might have hope.
Right.
So that's the idea, is that we are scripturally guided in our, through our walk with God and through scripture.
Right. And then Psalm 19, verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. So that's the whole idea that God reveals himself not only in scripture.
Right.
Which is special revelation.
Yep.
He also reveals himself in general revelation and what he has made. And that's that self-evident thing.
Right.
Some things are just evident because God has put it that way.
So you can, discernment comes out of that self-evidency as well.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Right. So what we want to do with this intro lecture is just touch on all the different discerning areas that we want to talk about in this course.
In this mini course. Okay, so one of them is just worldview discernment.
Right, which is huge, I mean, right? I mean, that's the step back and look at, you know, what's your philosophy of life.
Yeah, it's almost like everything now is worldview-driven truth.
Right.
News. There's a worldview behind it, a religious...
Right. But it's not, but what, why we want to talk about it in terms of discernment is the news doesn't come on and say, by the way, this is our worldview at our station, and
right.
so we want to let you know our biases.
Right.
Everyone speaks their worldview as if it is the only worldview.
Right, right.
And that's why you have to be discerning as a Christian.
So we're going to learn how to spot truth and falsehood.
Right.
That's
right.
Very good.
Right.
In our premise, or the insights, the pillars are scripture and Christian literacy, academic skills, and walk with God. So we're going to hone these things and to focus on how to spot truth and falsehood.
Right. Right. You need these things. You need scripture, Christian literacy, academic skills, a walk with God.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to miss out on, you know, what this world view discernment thing is.
Like 1 John 4:1, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets, false worldviews, have gone out into the world.
Right.
So, that's one.
Relational discernment.
Hmm. Interesting.
So now we're, you know, we have the telescope, and we're sort of zooming in on one aspect of a worldview.
Yeah, yeah. Discernment, learning how to be motivated by love and showing it. 1 John 4:20, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
And this whole arena is so important because most of our lives are about relationships.
Yes.
I mean, you know, from family to friends to church to community, politics, nations. It's all how we relate to one another. And,
right.
And the rules of engagement these days are changing quickly.
Right.
And so what we're seeing is a lot of brokenness
yes.
in relationships.
Yes.
So why is that?
Right. Yes. And learn how to discern boundaries. Learn how to forgive. Learning. I mean, this is a huge discernment topic. Like, what's appropriate? What is the most loving response to any situation?
Right.
Here's one.
All right. Moral or grateful living discernment.
Okay. Learning how to live as a living sacrifice.
Right.
Yeah, Romans, I believe that's 12.
So it's kind of interesting that we're combining here moral or grateful living.
Yeah.
How does that go together?
Well, after you are saved in Jesus Christ, you know your sin and misery and you've been saved. Christianity is a relationship-driven lifestyle. You're already forgiven, so you're not going to try to impress God with your morality.
With your morality, right.
But
you don't have to earn anything
right.
with your morality.
But yet, out of gratefulness, response,
yes.
you want to live the Ten Commandments.
Yes. And this is so big because it seems like the culture sees Christianity as just a moral thing.
A moral
thing. You know,
thing,
rules
yeah.
and this is what you must do. And they miss the whole thing that our motivation is not to earn anything.
Right.
Our motivation is the gratefulness that we feel because we've been saved. Because, you know, even though we haven't done things
right.
And
the law convicts us. We know we're sinners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Jesus saved us, and now we just want to live for Him.
Yes.
Ephesians 5, verse 1 to 3. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. And then notice that now you're dealing with immorality now.
Yeah.
But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity and greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Now notice how it's different. We live a life of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, there is morality here, but we have to discern what's right and wrong.
Right, but I like how it starts out. Be imitators of God. Why? Therefore, as dearly loved children.
Right.
See, that's
right.
The
relationship is before morality.
Yes, yes.
It's not religion, it's relationship. That's a phrase people, I hear.
Yeah.
Next.
All right.
We have
common sense discernment.
Very
that's
good.
Interesting.
Learning how to live in the world, but not of the world.
Okay.
And common sense.
Common sense.
It's an interesting one. There's discernment. And I've met people like that, that are crazy smart.
Right.
They're interesting people,
right.
but they have, back in our day we call that, they have no common sense.
Right, right, right. They're book smart, but they have no common sense.
Right.
Or
right.
they're smart in this arena, but when it comes to just things that should come naturally,
right.
They're missing that. So how do you get that?
Right. Luke 16, verse 9. But I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you'll be welcomed into eternal dwellings.
Luke 16:11. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?
Now, that's a interesting passage, and you can dive into that deeper if you're interested.
Yeah.
But here, Jesus actually said, you know, for the people of light, we should be driven by somewhat common sense. Discern common sense.
Right. All right, let's go to the next one.
Calling discernment. Now, this is relevant for a lot of Christian Leaders Institute students and college students and Alliance. What is God calling me to do?
Right. The process of asking God to direct your life path and your identity.
Romans 11, verse 29. For God's gifts, His call, are irrevocable. And 1 Corinthians 1, verse 1, Paul called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes.
Right. So, my guess is that many of you have this question. Am I called?
Right.
What am I called to?
Right.
And how do I know?
Right.
So we want to talk about that so that you can have a sense, because a lot of times people are called, but they don't even know it.
Right.
Or they for sure don't know what it is.
Right.
So that's going to be a really relevant topic.
Here's another one, discernment of spirits.
Okay.
Identifying demonic influences in ideas, people, and organizations. In Mark 8, verse 23, but when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. I don't know about you. I've always found it interesting. Peter somehow had, like, in that moment,
right.
Gave an idea that basically
was from the demonic side of things.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and why the discernment is so important is because we live sort of in this science, what you see is what is world.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And as Christians, we know that a lot of things are happening behind the scenes.
Yes.
And so in order to successfully navigate your time on this earth, you really have to take into account the spiritual side of things.
Right.
And so how do you do that?
Right. And we're going to talk about that in this class.
Right.
And lastly, get ready for this one.
Gender discernments.
Many cultures, especially the West,
yes,
are separating sex from gender. And again, we know that God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created male and female. He created them. However, in the West especially, to discern and know why you are the gender you were born into,
right,
and what that ordinarily means,
right,
is self-evident and self-aware discernment.
Right. So we're going to talk about this in one of our sessions.
Yeah.
We've actually dedicated a whole mini
course on this
topic because it's so relevant, and frankly, it's just a lot of confusion out there on it.
So there you go. We're going to look at these topics of discernment. We have been praying about this course. This course has taken some time to develop, just like the gender course.
Yeah.
Because today, Christians face self-aware decisions that need analysis, prayer,
right,
community,
right,
all of these things. So we welcome you to this class, and we trust that God will bless you as you discern Christian discernment.
Right.